Good evening. I've been blessed to be here tonight, and I enjoyed the singing, especially the first song of that Eric's group sang there, because my topic that I was asked to have was on prayer, and it just made me realize that, you know, studying prayer, that I'm the one that needs that prayer there, and I'm the one that benefits. You know, praying to God, it benefits a person a lot to pray. I was asked to stay around the theme of the power of prayer. I might wander a little bit off of that there and just talk about prayer in general, but I will touch a little bit on the power of prayer. It's a huge topic. When I started looking into it, I realized the Bible was full of praying and fasting and all that there, and but I had to think, you know, the power of prayer, and I think Mark chapter 10 verse 27 just brings that out, the power of prayer. It says, Mark chapter 10 verse 27, and Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. So the power of prayer comes from God. I'm just convinced on that there. It's nothing we do where this power comes from, but it is from God. And God enjoys when we pray to Him. And so I just thought that in a nutshell, that described the power of prayer right there. So here's just some of my thoughts, and I'll go into scripture too here, but I believe that, you know, prayer, when we pray to God, you know, we don't change God's mind or God's will. You know, God doesn't change, but more it changes the person or myself who's praying or who we're praying for, and that's why I appreciated that song, We Need That Prayer, and, you know, it's just a thought. I don't know if that's accurate, but I just had to think, you know, when I was thinking about it, you know, I thought, well, God doesn't change, and, you know, God's will is going to happen regardless. But what I decided was prayer changes myself. It changes my outlook often. When I just had to think, when I pray to God, that puts the proper perspective of God in my heart, in my mind. And so it surely changes me. And even a no, you know, God answers all, it says God answers to prayer, and even a no is an answer to prayer sometimes. And in Luke 22, verse 42, Jesus, it's brought out from Jesus, he prayed three times in the garden. It says, have this cup removed from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And that cup was not removed. We know Jesus went to the cross. And so it's, you know, sometimes prayers are answered right away. Other times prayers, the answer doesn't come for a long time. But God will always answer those prayers. And if we heed and if we listen, we'll be blessed. And in more than one way. So I had to think, you know, if God's will is not going to change, why do we pray? Why, you know, why don't we just let God's will happen? And we just kind of bumble along, and if we happen to be in the path, why, we'll be blessed. If not, why, we'll be swept aside. But that's not the answer there. The Bible commands us to pray. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 17 and 18, it says, verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. And 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So I had to think, you know, it is God's will that we pray. We just recently heard a sermon on God's will, and I was touched by this here, you know. Part of God's will is for us to pray. He wants us to pray. And it's, in human terms, it's a direct line of communication to God. And I appreciate that there. You know, I had to think, we have many friends, And I have a lot of friends back east from the home stomping grounds. And there's a line of communication that's always there. You know, we're back and forth. And, you know, God is more special than them, so to speak. So do I have that direct line? And in prayer, I can have that direct line there. So it's special, that prayer between God and you and God. So going into the scriptures here a little bit, I just noticed there was a couple different, the Bible teaches us how to pray. It teaches us to be persistent in prayer, and it tells us that it will help us in prayer, and then it also gives out the power of prayer, and I'll finish with that power of prayer. But so starting out in the Bible teaching us how to pray, Luke chapter 11, 1 to 13. I don't know if I'll read all these verses, but I'll read the first couple verses in Luke chapter 11. Jesus is teaching on prayer here. Verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in earth, so in heaven. Give us this day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we are forgiven every one that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." So, that's the Lord's Prayer. That was what Jesus taught when his disciples said, teach us how to pray. And then he goes on to say, you know, if we have a son or friend and they knock and ask, and, you know, they ask for a bread, we give them a stone, would we do that there? You know, he just was bringing up the point that if we pray to God, if we ask him, how much more does he want to give us those good gifts, the things that we pray for? So God wants us to pray. He wants us to come to him in prayer and ask him. You know, it's, I guess to him, it's, he sees us having an interest in him. And when we pray to him, it's just that relationship. And then in Luke 18, it teaches us to be persistent in prayer. I'll read a couple verses here in Luke 18. Verses 1 through 14. And I'll just read these verses here. It says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? And then he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up unto the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as the other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." So there's two different things in what I read here, but I wanted to focus on the first one. You know, I don't pick up here in the first 8 verses that this unjust judge ever changed his ways. Far as I know, he stayed unjust and only regarded himself, but he said, I'm going to avenge her unless her nagging makes me weary, so to speak. And, you know, I had to think, God answered that prayer there. God changed the heart of that man, regardless if he knew it or not. He was being used. And so that is, I guess, the persistence of prayer. You know, God wants us to be dedicated, not just pray about it once and forget about it and move on with our life, but he wants us to keep praying. And so how faithful are we in praying? I had to think, you know, I fail a lot in this here. This, I guess in this topic here, it made me realize how weak my prayer life actually is. And do I just pray in the morning and then out the door I go and that's it? You know, it somewhere it says that we are to pray without ceasing. And I take that as being in a continual state of prayer. Wherever we are, we can always say a prayer. And I think I fail in that there. So it's the Bible teaches us to be persistent. He wants us to pray and pray and to continue to pray. And then in William had a message this morning in Romans, and there was 2 verses there pretty close to where he was at that I thought was interesting that I came across these here. Romans chapter 8, if I can find it here, it talks about the Spirit helping us to pray. You know, sometimes we don't know how to pray. And it says, it says Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Once again, there's the will of God. And prayer. I guess I can't get away from the fact of how much the will of God revolves around us praying, us coming to God. But, you know, there's times when we just, Lord, how do we pray about this here? And that's when the Spirit kicks in, I suppose, and he does make those utterings, and he, you know, he brings our thoughts, he brings what we need, what God needs to hear to him. And so I found that interesting there that, you know, when we don't know how, the Spirit is there to pray, to help us. And then to actually go into the power of prayer in James, there's a couple verses here that talks about, and I know there's more, but this was what I found. And it brings out the power of prayer. James chapter 5, I believe. James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. Okay, it says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So there's the power of prayer. It's God doing things that we have no control in, but prayer brought it forth. And I just had to think, you know, it's ordinary people communicating with an extraordinary God and bringing forth powerful results. And it's, you know, it's much deeper than that, but it's just simply, it brings out the power that can be in prayer. And I know there's more to it than that, but it's, you know, I like how it says, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we need to be righteous. We need to have our hearts right. And when we pray, it will reach God. So in conclusion, for this here, I just had to think, you know, I know I said it before, it's that direct line of communication to God. How closely is our relationship to God linked to how much we pray to Him? You know, I think it's pretty close. If we don't spend a whole lot of time in prayer, I think, and I have experienced that firsthand, we kind of drift away, and we just kind of follow our own. We finally get to the point where, yeah, we can do this on our own. But that's not where God wants us. You know, if we have that direct line of communication, when we pray to God, when we, you know, just talking to Him, it, like I said, it brings a proper perspective of Him into our minds, and it will bless both myself and God for that to be going on there. And so I guess I just want to close with, there is a lot of power in prayer, and let's not draw weary in praying, because there's a lot of prayer that needs to be done. Thank you.